From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey has claimed to have killed at least 260 Syrian Kurdish fighters and Islamic State militants in a four-day offensive in northwest Afrin province to clear the Turkish frontier of a security threat. Hundreds of Kurds and their supporters marched Tuesday in Athens, opposed to the Turkish operation. President Donald Trump is expected to express U.S. concern about Operation Olive Branch in a phone call Wednesday with his Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. At the State Department, spokesperson Heather Nauert said Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has already conveyed his alarm to the Turkish foreign minister.
This area that we're talking about, Afrin, was relatively stable, given that it was Syria, but it was relatively stable. And now we're seeing it not in that situation. So we're tremendously concerned about the situation. We call on all parties to remain focused. The reason that the United States is in Syria is to focus on the fight against ISIS.
However, Nauert said the U.S., NATO ally, understands Ankara's security concerns about the Separatist People's Workers' Party, or PKK.
We understand their concerns about the PKK. So we're having conversations with the Turkish government about addressing those concerns, but also trying to bring stability and encourage them to de-escalate tensions.
The main objective is to neutralize the so-called YPG Kurdish militia in Afrin province. Ankara insists they're allied with the outlawed PKK. The UN expressed concern over the use of deadly force by Ethiopian security forces in opening fire on anti-government protesters. At least seven were killed in the clashes between security forces and worshippers taking part in a religious ceremony in Amhara region in northern Ethiopia on Saturday. This is VOA News.